The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced this week that a Houston-based company, Kenyon International, will help retrieve and transport the bodies to mortuaries. So are the National Guard and the 82nd Airborne Unit. FEMA's own disaster mortuary teams will catalog and identify the remains. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the lessons experts have learned from handling bodies in previous disasters.
Jean-Luc Poncelet is the head of the Disaster Preparedness and Response Program of the Pan American Health Organization, and he advises governments on how to respond to mass fatalities. His first message is this: dead bodies aren't a public health risk.
There is a belief that exists in the community that the dead body, when present in the community, will kind of infect everybody. So this is kind of a myth. And in reality, what we have observed, we don't have major epidemics in spite of the presence of dead bodies.
But, Poncelet says, collecting them and identifying them as quickly as possible is important for people in the community who are grieving. He says it's crucial to gather everything on or around the body that could help identify it.
For example, clothes. You don't want to take clothes out of those bodies. Rings, jewelries. So it's very, very important to have the body recover with all identification.
Poncelet says ideally the bodies are transported to morgues and quickly refrigerated.
In a large disaster, so as you have a large number of dead bodies, so the best way is to refrigerate them because usually you are short of staff to be able to make a proper recognition. It's a long process to really recognize people where you don't have any identification.
In large disasters, everything is in short supply, so improvisation is the name of the game. Paul Emanovsky is a forensic anthropologist at the Defense Department's Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command. He got to Thailand a couple of days after the tsunami struck and describes what he found.
The local authorities had collected a lot of the bodies and were bringing them to wats or temples where they were being stored while some presumptive identification could be made. Pictures were taken of some of the decedents and posted on boards so that family could come and see if they could recognize their loved one and then go and collect the body that way. So that was something that was happening almost immediately.
Emanovsky spent a month working in such makeshift morgues where the process was swift. Bodies were inspected quickly, physical characteristics were noted, and the bodies were turned over to forensic dentists and pathologists and DNA experts who gathered more information. That data was then compared with a database of medical and DNA records compiled with the help of relatives. In all large disasters, experts say, there are bodies whose identities cannot be determined. The best advice for those cases is to keep good records of identifying characteristics in case bodies can be matched with names and families many years later. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.